And what's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Shiny Shine Monday. I hope you had a good week. I had a good week. And we ain't about to waste no time, no energy. We just about to commence into the hot topic. So the first hot topic for today, there has been a lot of trades going on, you know, like a lot of like things just been shaking up in the NBA and the NFL. Like my boy Aaron Gordon to the Nuggets. Hold on. Like, I just want y'all to know how lit the Nuggets is really it. Like, they really just stacked up their team. And they got JaVale McGee too. Yeah, Nuggets stacking their team up. And then with the Gary Trent to the Raptors. He's starting now. It was just good vibes in the NFL. I mean, not the NFL, the NBA, like with the trades and stuff. It was just very interesting. And then my boy, the NFL, their trades are interesting as well. So if y'all didn't see, but the Dolphins was the third pick in the 2001 NFL draft. They trade their pick to the 49ers. So the 49ers got the third pick now. And they gave the Dolphins their 12th pick in the first round and a couple of future first round picks, which I was like, interesting. But then also, the Dolphins, now, you know, they got the 12th pick. They traded their pick to the Eagles because the Eagles had the 6th pick. So they just switched out, you know, their first round picks. I was like, yo, like, that's crazy. So there's a lot of just trades going on. Interesting, you know, just seeing like where these future NFL players are going to go to for the draft. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, pray that, you know, everyone gets picked who I'm rooting for, man. Definitely rooting for my boy Coop. Hope my boy get picked, man, because that's going to be sweet. Wherever he go, man, I'm going to be a big fan. And, you know, best of luck to all the college athletes that are going to get drafted here soon, coming up in April. So best of luck to y'all, for real. But the next hot topic, now I'm about to put the music back on because this is something serious that's been going on. A lot of crime, a.k.a. shooting. A lot of shooting has been going on, y'all. And it's just crazy, you know, it's just like, I'm speechless, you know, it's really getting bad out here. And, you know, y'all know my famous, like, closing that I do on the show is, you know, be safe, be smart, be alert, but most importantly, live life, and we'll see you later. Like, I really mean that when I say that, like, so, like, that be alert part, man, just be alert, y'all, be alert to your surroundings, man, because, like, it just, you don't know what to expect anymore, and this world is just getting crazier by the minute, man. So please, y'all, be safe out here, because like literally Atlanta, the shooting in Atlanta, the shooting in Colorado. I'm from Columbus, y'all. Let me be technical. I'm from the suburbs of Columbus. However, a few weeks ago there was two shootings. At the Polaris Mall, which is located north suburbs of Columbus. But it was just crazy, man. Like, just, it was two shootings, and like during that, like, that time period, it was like two shootings within the 2 weeks, y'all. It was just so crazy to me. I'm like, yo, things are really getting out of hand. It is really getting out of hand. So, man, just praying everyone to be safe, y'all. Please be safe out here, man. Be alert. Watch your surroundings and just be safe, man. Because it's, like I said, it's getting crazier day by day. And, you know, I just pray for everyone's safety, for real. All right, y'all. We're going to commence into the question of the day. And the question of the day goes to my boy, Carl, a.k.a. K Smooth. Definitely go follow him on IG. I think his IG is K Smooth, KSMOOVE, K Smooth, and definitely go tap into his music, y'all. But his question is thoughts on mental health in the Black community. Thank you. And communities. Thank you for your question, my bro. What are my thoughts on it? It's definitely a big issue. It's definitely a big topic. And it's definitely a need in our communities. You know, we do have mental health. Everyone does have mental health, you know. And I feel like that everyone needs to go get help. And especially the Black community. I just feel like, you know, we are very prideful. You know, we create an idea of you have to be tough and you have to have a tough skin, you know. Which, you know, in today's society with police brutality and all that stuff, you do have to have a tough skin. But, you know, it's okay to get help, you know. We all need help at the end of the day, you know. So go see someone, you know. Go talk to someone, you know, that are, you know, professionals at that, so you can, you know, feel better and mentally be stronger, y'all. Because a lot of us are mentally weak and we can't handle a lot of things that are thrown our way. And especially growing up as a Black male and female in, you know, the United States and in the world, we had to be mentally tough. You know, you can be physically tough all you want, but if you ain't tough mentally and if your mind is not straight, you are going to crumble and you are going to fall. And we cannot fall. I repeat, we cannot fall. We have to be strong. We have to work harder. We have to be better than the average man. We have to succeed. We have to put our goals high and go reach them. Be determined. Be willpowered. So, yes, we all need help. Yes, we all need to heal from our wounds that traumatize us in the past. Or the battle of the mind and the battle of facing ourselves, because ourselves stands in the way of us wanting to be better. So in order to really go get help, and if you're so prideful of not getting help, you know, if you feel like you got it all, man, at least vent to someone that you close and you hold dear to, you know, someone that you know that they're not going to tell your business, that whatever you conversate with, it stays between y'all, because you have to vent, you have to get it out. We all got to get better. And it starts in the mind. It starts with us. All right, y'all. That's it for that question. And we're going to commence into the main topic, y'all. Selfish. People love throwing that word into people's face. You're selfish. God, why are you so selfish, Sean? Sean, you are very selfish. I am. I'm not going to hold you. I am selfish. Now, I'm selfish in a good way. And there are, and that's the main importance to know the difference between being good, you know, selfish. And then there's a good selfish and there's a bad selfish. You know, the good selfish is your self-awareness, is your getting to know yourself. You're building up yourself so you can be ready and prepared for others, you know. That I can agree on. Now, am I selfish in a bad way? I'm not going to hold you. Yeah. I'm working on it, y'all. I am. I'm trying. I'm working on it. I can't lie saying that I'm not working on it. No, I've been working on it. But I definitely was, you know, selfish in a bad way. And I see that now. But, you know, I'm working on it. And we had to, first of all, we gotta know the difference. We can't mix the two together, you know. Being selfish isn't all bad. You know, like I said, there's a good version of being selfish. And that's the taking the time to focus on you and getting yourself you know, ready and building yourself up physically, mentally, and spiritually. It goes back to the question of the day, literally building yourself up, you know, to be ready and prepared for anything that throws your way, or, you know, prepare for, you know, others and, you know, your future. But we're going to break it down to three sections. Selfish, latched on, selfish, lose, and then selfish, lonely. Let me say that again. Selfish, it latches on. There we go. It latched on. Selfish, it lose. And then selfish is lonely. There we go. I think that's better. Yeah, it's definitely better. All right, latched on. What are we latching on to? We're latching on to our desires. We're latching on to what we think that we need to hold dearly to our hearts, but we really need to release it. We are so greedy with our possessions. You know, if we go back to the last episode about humble, you know, we can't be greedy. We can't have a selfish mentality of like, I did this on my own. Yeah, you know, I ain't getting no help from nobody, you know, or, you know, I'm at a certain level of success and I don't want to give back to anybody. I don't want to give, you know, people my wisdom or guidance, or people my thanks, or people my money to give back. Like, no, we're greedy and we can't be like that, y'all. But that's what selfish does. You know, you latch on to things that you think is dear to your heart, but at the end of the day, you need to let go. You know, I'll give you an example with this. With selfish, it's like this. Let's just say you got money, right? You hold on to the money tight in your hand. You know, let's just say I want to give you some money. Like, hey, bro, like, I just want to give you some money, bro. Like, here, like, have this. But your fist is balled up on your money. You good, bro? I'm trying to give you this money. Like, why? Nah, bro. I'm good, bro. I got my own money. Okay. The selfish is the balled up on the money. So, like, you have to release. You have to let go so that, you know, yes, you know, you can give that money to someone else, but once when your hand is open, not only you can give, but you can receive. Because your hand balled up to the possession that you have, you can only hold on to that. And you can't give to anyone, nor you can receive anything. And selfish, having a selfish mentality, you're latched on and you're focusing on whatever you want to focus on. And you are, you know, latched onto that, and you're not, you know, letting that go, nor you're rejecting on what people or things that happen that needs to happen. You're rejecting it and you're not receiving it. You're not receiving, you know, the wisdom or guidance. You're not receiving none of that. And so with latching on, when we latch on to something that we hold dearly or we think is dearly, then that's when we start to lose things. That's when we start to things that we really not focus on is being attached from us. And what can be attached? Your relationship with your girl or with your guy. You can lose your friends. You can lose opportunities because you think you're better than everyone else. You feel entitled and people don't like that. And you lose on opportunities. We lose the focus on the path that we are supposed to be on. Because we're in this. It's all about me. I'm going to do my way. And we go on a different path than what we're supposed to be. And because of that, because of what we're not focusing on that is releasing from us, that we are losing, then we become lonely, and then we be confused on why we're lonely. Like, dang, like, I'm doing good, I'm successful, I got my money, but why do I still feel empty? Dang, let me hit up my friend. Oh, dang, that's right. They don't mess with me no more. Like, dang, I was just so too much focus on me. I really lost what was really important to me. And we can't be like that. We can't get to that point where it's like too late. And it's never too late. We can always, you know, change our mentality and, you know, gain things back up. But you don't want to feel that way. We don't want to feel empty. We don't want to feel sad and confused. No, we can't be in a negative, selfish mentality, you know. And that's why I push heavily on the last episode of being humble, because being humble, you know, you grow, you learn how to give. You know, give thanks to people who helped you along the way. Give to the future, because the next generation is the future, and it just helps you create a better mentality. You know, in the story of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16-23, it's the story of a rich man, y'all. And he went up to Jesus and asked, "What I must do to get to heaven and have eternal life?" Jesus responded, like, you know, "It's not hard. All you gotta do is just follow the commandments." And he said, you know, "Which one? You know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do adultery, you know, like just those type of stuff." He like, "Oh, I got that. Like, I've been doing that. Like, I've been on that." He like, "All right, cool." So he like, the rich man asks, "What else do I need to do?" Feeling cocky and stuff. You know, he like, "Yeah, I got this," you know, flexing. Then Jesus responds, "Give up all your possessions, sell it, and give the money to the poor. If you do that, you will have treasure in heaven." The rich man walked away sad. Now, if we look at that, this man was selfish. He held all his possessions dearly to him. And what he was really, what he latched on to the right thing. He wanted to be in heaven, right? That's what he wanted to do and have eternal life. But he was latched on to his money also. And because he was so latched on, because he was so selfish and so greedy and didn't want to let go, his hand was balled up, y'all. And because of that, he lost on what he was trying to do, and he was trying to get to heaven. Because he didn't want to let go of his money and possessions, he lost that. He lost that focus on trying to go to heaven. And now he feels this emptiness, and now he feels sad. And now he feels depressed. Let me switch it up for y'all. Coming to America. I know Coming to America 2 just came out, but the first Coming to America. If y'all haven't seen the first Coming to America, please go watch it. But we're going to talk about the story of Daryl Jinks, a.k.a. the Prince of Chilla Let Your Soul Glow. Of the company Soul Glow. You know, got that S curl, juice and berries, make your curl pop and bow, bow, bow. In the movie, y'all, Daryl was selfish. This man was selfish. During the one of the, you know, donations in the movie, you know, everybody was donating money and put the money in the basket. This man did not put a dime in the basket at all. At all. He didn't put a dime in the basket at all. You know, man has money. Man is rich, for real, for real. But he was being selfish because the donation was going to a good cause. And I forget what it was going to. I think it was something for some kids. I forget, you know. But it was going for a good cause. But didn't give money no way. And Another time, he was being selfish when, you know, he really didn't discuss to Lisa about possibly getting married. He didn't discuss with Lisa is the girl, the girlfriend, you know, the main, one of the main characters in the movie Comes to America. Daryl wanted to marry Lisa. And so, you know, didn't discuss it with her at all, but discuss it with her dad. And was like, you should do it on this day and then try to do a surprise proposal. Well, that's selfish, bro. You're not thinking of others. You're only thinking about you. You ain't thinking about what makes you look good. And it's not always about you. You know what's so funny? Everything that you do, it's not going to only affect you. It's going to affect people around you, whether it's your friends, whether it's your family. Everyone that's around you. And you know what also is going to affect? It's going to affect your future. It's going to affect your future. Being selfish, you create a cocky mode. And we go back to the story of Hagar. Remember I told you that she was cocky because she was blessed with a child. And she was being, you know, cocky and towards Sarah where she couldn't receive a child. And because of her actions, it affected her future. In her future, when her son came, the son had to deal with her mother's consequences. And Jonah, when Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh, I think I said it right. He didn't want to go to a city that God told him to go to because the city was just, it was just terrible, y'all. It was just really bad. Like, it was really like just stealing. It was really a bad place. And Jonah was ordered to go to that place and tell them if they don't stop, God was about to destroy that city. That was for real. That's just facts. But Jonah was so selfish. He was like, nah, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to just stay over here. I want to do what I want to do. And because of that, he had to deal with the consequences. Martin, try and think. And Martin, just in general, he can be selfish. And he really does tend to focus on himself and try to impress others, you know, but not really be his true self. But he learns throughout the episode on how to, you know, just be himself and worry about others. But if we go back to Come to America, if you look at Akeem, that man had it all and he wasn't selfish. He was not selfish, y'all. He gave a lot of money away. I lost my mind on how much money he gave away, but he was not selfish. You know, he cared about others. He cared about giving back. He wanted to see people happy, you know, and he, you know, respected others around him. And, you know, because of Daryl's actions of being selfish, look what he lost. He lost Lisa. And Akeem was like, hey, Lisa, come here, baby girl, be my wife. And we saw that happen. So we have to not be selfish in a negative way. You know, we can't just say, oh, I got me. Oh, it's all about me. You know, no, we can't have that mentality. Now, you can't have the mentality of, I gotta get me together so that I can be ready and prepared for others, or that I can help others around me. We can be like that, but you can't just be all, oh, I did this all because of me. I'm the man. Like, nah, we can't have that mentality. And if we do, we will lose ourselves. We will lose ourselves. And that's not okay. So again, it's not about you. And everything you do will not only affect you, but it will affect others around you. And it will affect your future. So let's do better, y'all. You already know what time it is. Let's commence into the call-in section. And actually, we have our first caller right now. So caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hi, my name is Nikisha. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Mama?
Hey.
Hey, mama, how you doing?
I'm fine, sunshine. How are you?
I'm good. So, mom, let me tell you, let me break it down to you. So, for today's episode, we talked about, you know, selfish and just being selfish. So my question for you today is, why do people tend to be selfish instead of selfless?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. I think that sometimes people are selfish. Part of it might be because of their upbringing. I've experienced or spoken to people that they didn't have a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. So they tend to, you know, hold on to things and not, you know, they're selfish in that regard, where they're thinking about self and their main focus is self instead of giving to others to gain things. And but then I've heard people, you know, do the opposite, where they're givers because of that same type of upbringing. I think also people sometimes do it because they have a fear that helping somebody else might impact their own personal needs, so that it could hinder somebody from gaining their own personal needs if they help other people. So I think there's a lot more to it than that, but those are just some things that come to mind initially.
Yes, ma'am. Period, queen. Thanks, mom. Thank you for calling in, and definitely you gotta call in again.
Okay, you are welcome, son. Love you.
Love you more, Mom.
Bye.
Bye. We have our second caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's Jalen Johnson from Zion, Illinois. Shout out Central State, man. Thank you again for having me on, Sean.
Yes, sir, man. My brother, man. How you living, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you?
Hey, man, just taking things one step at a time. So, for today's topic, we talking about selfish. And so, my question to you is, why do people tend to be selfish but not selfless?
Good question. Selfishness comes from a limited mind.
Mm.
So, when... Think about it, right?
Yeah.
When you're selfish, right? If I have, you know, an abundance of something, I think, and I give it to somebody, or I have to, you know, something to where it's being given out, or it's not in my possession anymore. We start to feel like we lack.
Mm.
We start to feel like, you know, I gave that person this or whatever, people just take to me and it's never going to come back, right? It's kind of like a every man for himself, you know? So, yeah, it comes from a limited mind. You can affect the world by selflessness, but selfishness that gets you nowhere but personal gain.
Game recognized, game granddad. Nah, I'm playing. I appreciate you. Nah, man, that was some real stuff, man. I hope y'all really paying attention, bro. My man Jalen just dropped y'all some nuggets, bro. It's not always about you. It's about everyone around you, man, for real. But thanks, Jay. I appreciate you for calling in, bro. You definitely got to call in again.
I got you, man.
All right, man, you take care.
All right, you too.
And that is it for your boy, Shiny Sean. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode, and I actually got some news to tell y'all. Next episode, episode 11, is the season finale of season 3. Let's go. Clap it up, guys. Clap it up. We came a long way, and we're going to finish this season off strong. Next episode is going to be really good. I hope y'all like it, and I hope y'all really going to, you know, pay attention and receive all the nuggets that I give out. And, you know, also for the next episode, I got some news to tell y'all on what I'm going to be doing, you know, after season 3 and, you know, the plans. I'm definitely going to take a break similar to what I did for after season 2 just to get my, you know, my mind right, you know, and what to talk about next for season 4. But other than that, y'all, have a great week. Be safe, be smart, but most importantly, live life. And we'll see you next Monday. Shiny shine out. Peace.